Time is running out for some Middlesex County residents to get flood insurance. 1 week from today, updated federal flood maps go into effect in the county, and they include more high-risk areas. Residents who are required to have insurance but who missed that deadline may have to pay more. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
I'm in the Cambridge City Hall, and up on the third floor, there's this big, yellowing, crinkled map of the city, and it shows what's most likely to see water when there's a bad flood. Well, the effective date on this map is 1982, and this map has changed. At the Boston office of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, David Mendelson pulls out the new flood zone map for Middlesex County.
This whole area of Arlington and Cambridge used to be called the Great Swamp.
Mendelson is a risk analysis mapping coordinator, and he says new technology helps FEMA do a better job of forecasting what areas will be underwater in a so-called 100-year flood. But he says it's not just technology that's changed since 1982.
The landscape is a dynamic landscape. The more buildup we have in the upland areas, the faster the water is going to run off. It runs off the roofs, the driveways, even the lawns.
Under the new maps, many Middlesex County residents who were not in a flood zone before will be in one starting a week from today. When these maps were introduced a year and a half ago, many residents were angry they'd now have to buy flood insurance. Vaughn Mullen of North Cambridge was one of them.
Thought it might have been overkill. Your house is never going to float away. I mean, it's not like the Midwest.
But today, Mullen thinks it's a good idea. He's buying it, and he thinks his neighbors should too.
Anybody who knows what's going on should do that. Otherwise, they're going to find themselves in a lot of trouble.
We'll talk about what flood insurance offers in a minute, but why the change of heart? The answer is in what happened here back in March.
So basically, the water came up to about 2 inches here in the top of the basement.
There was Scott Siebert was here when a small creek burst its narrow bank, flooded Route 16, and rushed into his neighborhood.
Probably 100, 150 yards, you know, that normally is completely dry, that became solid water. So,
normally what's flowing out there is traffic.
Exactly. Yeah. We had lakefront property pretty quickly.
People who'd never had water in their basement got water in their basement.
When floods like the ones we had in March occur, we find a lot of people wishing that they would have had flood insurance.
Lauren Pollock is an outreach coordinator for FEMA and says the heavy rains actually helped her make what's normally an unpopular case.
Especially in this economy, no one wants an extra bill.
Federal flood insurance does not cover water damage to stuff you leave in your basement. What it does cover is the big ticket items, damage to the foundation and anything above the basement. It's required for any high-risk flood zone, home, or business whose mortgage is backed by the federal government. But the insurance is subsidized by the feds, too. Pollock says Middlesex County residents who will be in a newly designated high-risk flood zone can still buy insurance today to be grandfathered in under the low-risk rate.
If they wait until after the maps go effective, they will be subject to buying a policy for that high-risk area.
That can cost two or three times as much. It's why Pollock wants Middlesex County residents to get on it. The deadline is a week from today.
It's when the check clears. It's not the day that they go down and give the check to their flood insurance agent. I can't emphasize enough that we're really recommending that people use a credit card if they can.
If you're unsure of whether you could be in a flood zone, the FEMA maps are on display at city offices. You can also find the link to the maps at our website, WBUR.org. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.